Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 255. It is race week, the week of January 29th. 2018. That's right. I will be doing the Light the Light 50 miler, or at least starting it. Light the Light 50 miler on Saturday, February 3rd. So this is the Monday of race week. So I'll be getting lots of things together for that race. I use lists that I've taken to previous races. I keep that in a little notebook. And what I do is just kind of go back through those lists and just copy them over again, and then sometimes fine-tune them and whatnot. That way I don't forget anything. I remember one time I went to a marathon down in the Outer Banks and actually forgot my water bottle, which at that point I had started running with on a regular basis. And so I think pretty much after that I started going by a list, not just knowing I'll remember stuff, but always getting a list together. That way I don't forget little things like a folding chair to put in the back of the car for my crew to get out for me to sit in if I'm going to change shoes. I've tried to change shoes and socks before, sitting on the back of a car or the tailgate of a car, and it just never quite works. I've always preferred to have a chair. That is if it's not raining outside. Really just getting ready this week. So let me back up a little bit and explain a little bit why I said just a second ago that I'm going to at least start it. The reason is because I'm going to use the old cliche, I don't think my training is there. In previous shows, I've talked about how I fell down my back steps and significantly injured my back. I don't know what I said the pain level was, but it was very painful. It took me, I think I didn't run for 2 weeks at all. And then I haven't gone back to the gym yet because I just it still feels a little bit of pain. But at least now I can kind of sleep on my side. I can roll over without too much pain. But I really wanted that to subside before I started to get back in the gym. And I think what I might do is just wait till the race is over. There's no point in going to the gym and getting myself sore this week. I can go next week when I'm recuperating. But my training mileage just really suffered. And I finally got to a point where my only goal was to get a 50-mile week, and that meant the goal was to have a 20-miler on the weekend on a Saturday, and then followed by a 10-miler on Sunday for the double long run sandwich, which was really the only double-double I think I did for the whole training. Actually, you know what? I did maybe a 15 and a 10 or something. I'd have to look back, but I'm not going to look back right now. But I finally got to that point where I got 50 miles during the week. I think I had 40. Yeah, so it was it was Martin Luther King Day. I did 10 miles, and then I did, I think, two other 5-milers for 20. For the weekdays, 20 for Saturday, which is 40, and then 10 on Sunday, which was 50. I had some help from my group. I'll talk about my group here in a second because we started a new project called our Ashland Map Run. I'll talk about that here in a few minutes. So I was able to get to 50 miles for the week, and it finally. But I don't know if that's going to get me to the finish line of a 50-miler, 50 miles all in one day. Very generous cutoff, 15 hours. So my goal is obviously 15 hours. The fastest people will probably run this in maybe under 7 hours, I would think. I'm not sure what the world record is, but this is a flat course. And a flat 50-miler has the potential to bring out somebody who can actually, make a world record or at least some kind of record on a course such as this, especially because it's all pavement, all flat. And we're hoping that the weather is such that it's the winds, it's a southerly route, point to point, in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. The race director, whose name escapes me at the moment, waited a long time to put maps up on the. I guess they were using a Facebook page. They weren't really using a web. Not all the information was centralized in a website. It was kind of a hodgepodge of Outer Banks Running Club website, Ultra Sign Up website, and then the Facebook page for the Light to Light 50. I wish everything had been consolidated because it would have been a lot easier for my wife to find everything because she's going to act as my crew. But the maps weren't really that important because on the Outer Banks of North Carolina, there's really only, it's a barrier island, so you're obviously going from north to south is the direction, so that's the way it's going to be. We have, but the routes are then going to go south and then loop around and come back north, and so that's what I was most curious about is what that route was going to be. So finally all that stuff came out, and really glad that... My wife and I were going out of, went out of town this past weekend, and so on the way back, she was looking at some of the maps on her phone just to kind of get an idea of where we're going to be. And so I'm really looking forward to it. I think I can toe the starting line. Whether I finish or not remains to be seen, just simply because of physical fitness. I think I have the mental stubbornness to probably squeak, grunt it out. But as for if I have enough fuel in my legs, I'm just not really sure. I'll have to just have to wait and see. That remains to be seen. We'll find out on Saturday, that's for sure. I'll probably do some parts of the show, at least audio recording while I'm running. If I feel like it, we'll see how it works out. So this week, I'm really just putting my supplies together, making sure I've got nip guards. You know, I just went to Dick's Sporting Goods today and bought a compression top because for cold weather because it looks like it's going to be in the high 30s with sunshine. At least now it doesn't look like it's going to rain. The weather forecast is going to be cold. I just hope it's not windy, but a cold rain would have just been miserable. It looks like the race day, Saturday the 3rd, might be sandwiched by rain showers on Friday and Sunday, and I'm hoping the weather forecast doesn't change anymore now because I don't want it to rain on Saturday. So I'll need to bring gear accordingly, and I'll probably be in a situation where I'm going to need to change out into dry clothes over the course of the let's say 12 to maybe 11 and a half to 15 hours. I don't even know why I'm saying 11 and a half. There's just no way. Make sure I got my goo. I use Tailwind now as my drink, my water bottles, Body Glide. You know, shoes, socks, extra shoes, extra socks, dry clothing for the finish. That's something I always make sure I do. Extra batteries for the headlamp because this be one of those races that starts at 6 a.m. I'm not sure how bright it is in that part of the Barrier Island because it's a residential area. But I do know that the sun is going to be coming up a little after 7, so I'm not sure if people are going to be starting with a headlamp or not. I think I'll kind of gauge that when I get there just to kind of see. But it's very possible I'll be running into the dark in the evening. So the headlamp is going to be a necessity towards the end. And a reflective vest, so I got to make sure I bring that. And then plastic bins to put everything. And I'm going to take 2 honey buns. And Boost. I have not had any of the Boost drinks in a while. I have not done any of my training, but for this training cycle for this race. But I have done them in the past. So I think I'm going to draw mostly from my experience from doing other 50 milers. I think I looked it up, and this is my 5th 50 miler. So I do have some experience with this distance, and I think that's a lot of experience. I mean, when it comes to ultras, if you've done. I think I did look it up. Maybe this is my 6th. That is a lot. You know, that's a lot of time out there on your feet, and I learned more each time. So I'm very excited to go out there and toe the line for this one. We'll see how it works out. Okay, let me talk about the Ashland Map Run for a little bit because this is a kind of a neat project that I copied from Sandy, who listens up in Michigan to the show, and she ran every street in her town. She went and got a manager from the town administration, and that's what I did. I went and got a map. Actually, it was emailed to me from our town manager, and my town is significantly smaller than what Sandy ran, but it looks like it's still going to be quite a project. So I got the map. It only has one subdivision that's not on the map. As it turns out, the map I got, which is the latest town map, is from 2013, and it doesn't have a new subdivision. It only has 3 streets, so we'll be able to draw those in with no problem. But I'm doing this with my group, and we're just going to call ourselves the Map Run Group, I guess. It's Ashland Bob, Ashland Brian, and Ashland Tom, all people I've talked about before on the podcast. And we did one run, I think, the end of December, And then we did one earlier this month, and then we did one just this past Saturday. So we've only done three, and we're kind of sticking to 5 milers because that's kind of about where everybody can kind of agree on. And so what I've done, since I've been doing longer training runs on the weekends, this was after I started running back, after I started feeling okay from my injury, I would just alter, change my start time, so I would be coming in to do my last 5 miles when everybody else was meeting up. So it's worked out pretty good, and we've kind of blocked the town off into like four quadrants, and we just kind of chip away at each time we've been out there. It's been a little bit harder than we thought because we've missed little short blocks here and there. What we've been doing is Ashland Bob has been, I guess, drawing the he's got some kind of mapping app on his phone, and so he runs with his phone, and it just draws where we run, and that way we know exactly where we've been. And then we use a highlighter, just like Sandy did on in her project, highlight on the map with a different color highlighter each time that we run. Sooner or later, I'm going to run out of highlighter colors. And we made some mistakes where we've filled in a block that we didn't do, so we had to make a note to come back and do that the next time. One thing I realized early on is that I thought this was going to take a long time because we couldn't seem to all have regular Saturday runs together. And I started going down that road of thinking, well, maybe if three of us show up, we'll be able to do a map run for that week and knock out some streets on the map. But then in hindsight, I kind of thought, you know what, the whole point of the project is for all four of us to run every single street in the town of Ashland, period. You know, every single street, even the little dirt roads, and there's a handful of little dirt streets that are, we call them private roads. They're not private property. They're just not maintained by the town. They're brown signs instead of a green sign road. But they are the town does put that sign up. So we're going to run all those too. And we've decided, well, if it takes us into the summer, then so be it. The only street we're not going to do is Interstate 95, which does go through the town. The town of Ashland kind of straddles that a little bit. So we're obviously not going to do that because we can't run on the highway. So if it takes us into the summer, then so be it. And I think it's going to be kind of neat to look back and you know, when we sit around and maybe have a beer over it or two or three, you know, say all four of us ran every single road in the town all together. We did it as a group, and I thought that would be a lot more fun than some people saying, oh, well, I didn't make it that week, and I didn't make it this week. I thought it'd be more fun to have all four of us do the whole thing. So that's what I decided as kind of the map run coordinator, kind of just made a decision to do that. And I think that's how we're going to handle it. So as time goes on, I'll, you know, when I put out more podcast shows, I'll go ahead and give updates on that. It's been kind of neat. No, haven't had any real surprises yet other than we noticed that there's a lot of litter along some roads, and I think we had said that maybe some days we'll actually bring a trash bag and just pick up some of the litter and then just leave the bag on the side of the road to pick up later. We're still kind of out on that. And I got very good feedback from everybody when they heard me say we'll just do it all together as opposed to if two to three people of the four show up. Now, we're kind of relying on everybody seeing the project through, and I sure hope that everybody does. I think everybody in my running group listens to the podcast at one point or another. So you guys make sure you show up when we have these map runs. I'll do my best to show up, that's for sure. All right, so let me go back and talk about the light-to-light 50-miler a little bit more. The aid stations look like they'll be at 17, 29, 37, and 44. That's not too bad. That's pretty good. And you crew access is allowed wherever there's a public parking space or at the aid stations. And there's a lot of, I'm familiar with that part of North Carolina on that route, which is Route 12. So there'll be plenty of opportunities for crew access. You know, but in a race, an ultra, you don't want but so much. You know, you don't want to be too dependent on your crew every few miles. So I'll give my wife good instructions. My daughter will be there as well. And we should get this all worked out real nice. I'm looking forward to seeing if I run into anybody that I know from other races. I haven't been down to North Carolina in a long time for anything. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Graveyard 100 that I used to volunteer at, and I ran the 100K of that, I think it was 2011, I think. And Unfortunately, that race is now, defunct. It doesn't happen anymore. But when I went down there, volunteered for a few times at the finish line a few years after I ran it the first time, I did see, you know, and got to know some people. So I'm wondering and hoping that I'll run into some people that I at least recognize, if nothing else, from that race. Now, some might think, you know, running an ultra on the asphalt is going to be pretty bad. You definitely take a beating. But to me, I kind of like that monotony, and that, to me, therein lies the challenge of that just long, for the most part, a straight road, and just the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. The upper part of the course I know has a path alongside of the road. It's an asphalt recreational path, and that parallels the road for the most part, because there's a lot of foot traffic up in there in the summer with, the beach houses and stuff, because this is right on the ocean. My biggest fear is that the wind is just going to be so, it would come from the south, and it would just be so cold for the majority of the race. I know that the race does loop around and come north at the end. I don't know exactly how many miles. I think it's going to be about, maybe the last seven are going to be north. So, you know, what's that? Maybe an hour and a half, maybe a little bit longer, depending on the pace at that time. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of variables. I'm just hoping the sun's out and there's a little bit of a breeze, not much of one. And if that's the case, I think we'll be fine. And I think I can do plenty of walking. The goal is obviously just to finish in 15 hours and get in the car and come home, because I'm off from work the whole week after that. And I'm looking forward to that probably just as much as I am as looking forward to starting the race. And there's another big excitement for me going down there, is that my favorite pizza place is down there around milepost 9, which is called Daredevil's Pizza. And so I think we're going to go there the Friday night. They have a pre-race. Not sure if that's pre-race briefing or not. I know there's the bib or race number pickup or packet pickup is from 4 to 7 at one of the hotels that's near the finish. So we're going to get there for that, and then we'll go get our hotel room. And then go out and get something to eat. There's no need to look over the course or anything, because I already know. It's about 26 miles from our hotel to the start. And that translates to about a 45-minute drive because of the speed limits in that area. So, and the race starts at 6. So that means I'll probably get up at 4 and we'll leave the house. I mean, leave the hotel maybe by 4:45 to get there about 5:30. I think that'd give me enough time to get everything together. I'll get the car set up the night before. So this should be a good time altogether, I'm hoping. And if it's a DNF, then it's a DNF. I've walked off a course before when things just weren't happening. This is only about a three and a half hour drive from my house, so it's not a huge investment with plane tickets and $100 hotel night, you know, for two nights. We're coming home after the race. We'll get home anywhere's, it depends if I finish or not. The latest we would get home would probably be a little after midnight. If I took the whole 15 hours of, I don't know, I'm starting to speculate way too much. I think I've learned maybe that that's not such a good idea. But I do know that I need to get some extra batteries for my headlamp and make sure I've got a reflective vest packed. And I'll probably start packing everything probably Wednesday. I'll go out tonight and pick up a few things. So I'm pretty excited to do another race. And this was actually an add-on. My initial race for the spring was going to be the Belmonte 50K, which is up in the mountains. That's in early March. And I've hardly even thought about that because I haven't done any hill work. I plan to do that after the week of... After I recover from this race, I'm going to be doing some hills and trail running as long as everything works out okay. This was an add-on because I think John King, who's one of my Team Incognito brothers, I think he sent me a notifier about this, or I saw it, but I saw that he was also interested in it, and maybe that's what it was. And I immediately said, yeah, I'm definitely doing that, and I'm going to start training for 50 miles. So it wasn't really much of a brainer, because after I finish this, if I do finish, then I will have covered just about the entire Outer Banks of North Carolina on foot. That's which is accessible, all contiguous. I guess there are some islands that you have to take a ferry to that I guess is still considered a Outer Banks barrier island. But these are the ones that are all connected pretty much from almost where the road ends to the north. But I'm saying covered Route 12 is what I'm saying, is that'll be completely covered by foot, because when I ran the Graveyard 100K, that ended right there in Hatteras, which is where the ferry station is. Matter of fact, it went past the ferry station to a parking lot in the Graveyard of the Atlantic Museum. So after that race is over, I will be working on getting ready for the Belmonte 50K. We're staying in a cabin up in the mountains for that, which is dog friendly, so we'll be bringing Blue, and looking forward to that as well. And we're going to stay that night. We're not going to be in a rush to get home after that. That's also got a generous cutoff. I believe it's 9 hours. So for somebody like me who is not a skilled mountain or hill runner, but I have done a lot of hiking, I'm really looking forward to that event as well, and hopefully I don't get hurt or anything down at Light to Light 50 that will prevent me from participating in that later on the early spring. I did want to insert one thing about the podcast here. I noticed that there's something that's wrong with the RS feed through iTunes. So if you get this podcast through the website, ashlanddave.podbean.com, you're not going to be having any problems. But if you've gotten it through iTunes, email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com and let me know if you've had any problems getting the most recent show. Because I actually subscribe to my own show through iTunes just to make sure that each time I put a show up at Podbean, the RS feed goes to iTunes so people can find the show that way. iTunes doesn't hold the data; they're just like a phone book for podcasts, and you can search, and then when you decide to download it, actually pulls it from Podbean, which is the host site for this podcast. Because what I've tried to do is download my most recent show, and it tells me there's something wrong. I have not gone in to try to fix it yet. It's just very difficult for me to find time to figure out those technical things on the computer. But I would appreciate it if you are getting it through iTunes and you have a moment, email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com and let me know whether that's working or not, or if you've had to like subscribe a second time to get the newer shows. I'm not sure if that's making any sense, but that's how I had to figure it out, and I'm going to work on that RS feed. So if you have time to do that, that'd be great. AshlandDave@gmail.com. All right, well, I'm back in my real studio now, which is my kitchen counter. I do have a few audio clips from I did a little show production when I was doing my 10-miler on the Sunday of my 50-mile week, which I'm really proud of. Although I was really obviously hoping to have multiple 50-mile weeks in preparation for the 50-mile ultra down in North Carolina. But I did not. But I did get out there really early one morning, did a little production of some clips, audio clips, took my dog out there with me and just kind of pondered a few things. So I'm going to put those here at the tail end of the show, right before the national anthem. So don't go anywhere, but this is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, don't forget to hug your kids, and stand by for those audio clips. Okay, it's about 4:47 in the morning, and I am getting ready to set up for 10 miles. If all goes well, I'll have 50 for the week after this morning. Got my dog with me. He's going to do about 3 with me. We'll see how it goes. All right, Blue, come on. I get to run him off the leash this early in the morning. He just stays right next to me. Yeah, it's a little chilly. It's about 33 degrees. A lot different than it has been for the last few weeks. So I'm able to get out. I got 20 yesterday and ran that with Ashley and Tom, which was real cool.
but struggled a bit, but were able to get to the finish with a little help from Ashton Bob and Ashton Bryan. They ran the last five with us. So if I get to the 10 miles this morning, then this will be just one of the goals I had set for myself during this training period, was to get in a 50 mile a week. I was hoping to do two of them, but I had those setbacks. One being self-imposed when I fell on the steps after partying too much, and then the others were weather related. So we'll see how it goes this morning. Alright, I'm at 3 miles. 3 or 4 minutes. About, not bad. Doing like a run a mile, walk, like 0.15. My goal on February 3rd is probably going to be more of a 6 and 4. Run 6 minutes, walk 4. Might change that to 5 and 5. 5 minutes is a long time to walk at the beginning of a race, but towards the end, it's not. So I'm going to drop Blue off. I got to get my key out because it is 5:24 in the morning and there is nobody awake in my house. And I had to leave a note on the dog food bin, so whoever gets up does not feed the dog, because I fed him at 4 a.m. when I got up. And that way he would be a little bit better off for when we started running. Have a little food in his belly, but I'm going to put him back in the house. And more than likely my cat's going to come crashing in. So I'll take a little bit of break here. You want some water? So the dog did 3 miles. He's 9. And I noticed that he slowed down. He slows down. So I can't take him but too far. And he's a little bit of a, kind of a, what you'd call a, kind of like a sissy dog. I don't know. All right, I'm going to get my goo and get my water bottle. Head back out. All right, headed back out for 7 more. Cat did not come crashing in. I thought he would. Continue my walk here. The main reason I'm out so early is because I have mass at 8:30 and I need some time to recover when I get back before I put on clothes that are basically not comfortable and go to church, and then have my class that I teach at 9:45 to 10:45, and then we're going over to see some friends. And so I want to be, you know, rested a little bit before all that happens. So I kind of planned my training run this morning to finish around 7 to give me, you know, a good 45 minutes to relax before I have to start thinking about getting ready for mass. Just kind of how I do it. All right, we're going to get started. All right, about 0.2 to go. And running 10 miles by yourself is not easy. You really gotta move your brain out to some places so you don't get bored. Yesterday when I was running a 20 miler, I was kind of muttering to myself, you gotta get comfortable being uncomfortable. And I've used that as a kind of a pseudo motto before. Maybe that's going to be my my go-to slogan for this upcoming 50-miler. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. That's really what you got to do. So a little bit more of the sun's coming up. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I think 60 degrees is being forecast. My plan today is to take all the boxes of Christmas decorations that I have moved from the house out onto the ping pong table in the garage. Those will go upstairs in the garage. So I'll be going up and down a flight of steps probably, I'm estimating maybe 5 to 6 times. And there's 10 miles. Looks like 157.50. So the goal was 5 miles an hour. I got that. Can it be replicated for 4 more times? Therein lies the challenge. Feeling is just a lot different. All I had this morning was one bottle of Tailwind and a goo. I don't know if I can do that 4 more times. I have to obviously have solid food. Yesterday, during the 20 miler, after 10, had a banana and a protein bar, and that seemed to sustain me pretty good, because I never really faltered after that, like hungry wise. I mean, obviously my legs were hurting. All right, well, today was a good exercise in the double long run sandwich. Tomorrow's a rest day, 50 miles for the week. As you can hear the train in the background, no doubt. That's what we deal with here. That's about as loud as it gets. We don't really hear it in the house. You hear it outside. And then it's quiet through the town, meaning there's no more horn blowing as it gets through the town. We live on the southern part of the quiet zone. So I'm going to head inside here, get the rest of my day started. Sure looks like it's going to be a pretty day.